And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugian, and got a great guest for you today, John Cowan. He is the CEO of EdgeX. And full disclosure, John and I are old friends. We've actually crossed paths a couple of times, and he is one of the smartest guys I know in this world of infrastructure. Taught me a lot. In fact, we're gonna talk a little bit about what EdgeX is. But going into it, I wanna give you just a little background. One of the things that John said to me a few years ago, he grabbed me and he said, "Serverless." Serverless. And I remember him saying that to me. And it was one of those, you know, as an entrepreneur, and we share that, even though I'm from the capital markets and John comes from technology, we share that characteristic. But I remember that sticking in my head. John, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jack? Good to
I'm doing great. No, it's always a pleasure talking to you. I learn a lot from you every time I talk to you. I learn a lot. Hey,
I was just remarking. You made the comment on your intro there. I was just remarking to somebody recently about my very first ever trip onto the trading floor of the CME, and it was you who gave me the tour.
Yeah. Well, you know what happens is you probably felt the same thing I did as a true entrepreneur. You smelled the money. You see what I mean?
I think I smelled the opportunity to change the world.
That's exactly what it is. But hey, tell us a little bit about what you're doing at EdgeX right now, and then I want to talk about this world of edge infrastructure. But tell me what you're doing at EdgeX.
So yeah, EdgeX is an early stage play that's focused on trying to deliver cloud services at the edge. And of course, everybody has their own definition of the edge. But I got together with a good friend of mine, James Thomason, who's my partner and CTO in the project. And you know, we both agreed that over the next 10 years of the internet is going to be dominated by the Internet of Things. And you know, we just saw no avenue where the Internet of Things was not going to be dependent on proximity-based compute. And that's really what we're focused on, is how to deliver at scale the kind of cloud services developers will require to build the next generation apps in the Internet of Things.
Well, somebody asked me once what edge computing was. And I said the edge to me is doing to the cloud what Bitcoin and crypto are doing to the global banking system. And I might have been over-exaggerating it, John, but let's talk a little bit about that. That might have been overstepping it a little bit, because this is more your world than it is mine. But
there's some similarities. There's some overlap there in terms of how you go about building out an edge, I think, is where that really becomes a relevant topic that you mentioned. But for, you know, depending on who you talk to, the edge is something different. I mean, if you talk to the CDNs, you know, the edge is their couple hundred points of presence around the world where they accelerate content for apps and data and what have you. I mean, if you talk to the cloud service providers, it's the various hyperscale facilities that they aggregate compute. That's the edge. If you talk to the telcos, it's their towers and telco pops around the world. We have a slightly different perspective on this, and it really just comes down to the calculus behind how much information has to be processed. We've defined the edge as everywhere within 1,000 feet of a connected machine or thing or device that requires processing capability.
Okay, now I stop there only because now somebody like me who's got to have it dumbed down just a little bit, all right? Sure. You've got to explain that, because it's starting to sound like one of those scenes out of Animal House where I'm looking at my thumb and wondering if there's a universe in there. You know,
it's possible.
explain that and go into a little bit more detail, John. Explain that, because that's just absolutely fascinating to me.
Okay. So if you think of it this way, you know, the generation of applications that will define the future of the internet, okay, are going to be applications that are in the real world. They will make decisions in real time, like, for instance, the difference between a pylon and a pedestrian in a traffic intersection, you know, like the threat in an urban environment for law enforcement, or, you know, use your imagination, Jack. There's a ton of real life use cases
right.
Depend on information to be processed and returned so that an action can be taken, right? A consequence can be pursued as a result of the data processing. That, in order for that to happen, it almost has to be real time. It's almost like you have to have your computer located right with you all the time for the application processing. The same way that, you know, that when you go out over to a website, like a spreadsheet online and use that spreadsheet, there's a little bit of delay to refresh and what have you versus using a spreadsheet directly on your computer is always fast. That same effect, but in the real world where in some cases life and death can be determined based on latency.
So let's get into it a little bit more granularly here. Are you talking about everybody's phone being the server? Everybody, you know, how do you? I mean, from a practical standpoint, all right, how do I envision this in my mind's eye?
I think it's possible. It's possible. People talk about you know internet computers and everybody's an edge server or what have you. I'm not convinced that my phone or even my tablet or something like that is powerful enough to be to be doing some of the heavy lifting that's going to be required of certain apps. Architecturally, yeah, sure, absolutely. Are we going to get there, in the next iteration of what the edge looks like? I don't think so. I think what you're going to see is, first, this massive wave of infrastructure being designed for unique environments, not necessarily your hyperscale data centers, right? We all know what a rack of infrastructure looks like in a major colo facility, but how does that rack of infrastructure transfer to environments where, you know, there isn't things like active cooling, or there are not things like redundant power feeds or what have you? This is where compute needs to exist. We're talking about traffic cabinets and light poles and, you know, the wiring cabinets in the basement of your commercial real estate building, or, you know, those kinds of environments. Infrastructure, as you and I know it, being from the cloud perspective, is really not compatible with those kinds of physical environments. So we're going to see this evolution of infrastructure design initially suited towards those unique environmental situations to be able to deploy compute and connect it to a broader grid that we call the edge.
Well, to steal a line from your fellow Canadian, Wayne Gretzky, is that where the puck is going?
We believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great analogy. You know, you're speaking to my heart when you use that analogy.
That's why I used it, and being a hockey fan here in Chicago, I knew I could say that to a Canadian.
We believe that. We believe that, again, you know, in order for the Internet of Things to truly flourish and grow and develop the way that we all see it, right, the future of applications, those applications are going to require multi-tenant compute resources to borrow on the fly, and that those resources will need to be located in closer proximity than where the traditional cloud is today.
This is fascinating stuff. Hey, you know, before I you leave, I have a question. You know, everybody seems to have seen a big change in business over the course of the last few months because of the pandemic. I've got two questions, I guess. One is, how has your business changed, and how has this whole COVID-19 pandemic really affected everything you guys are doing at EdgeX? And the other question I have kind of goes back to something you said earlier. If indeed we're starting to see this shift, and I agree with that, by the way, to a more efficient workforce working remotely, then you've got a lot of commercial infrastructure that's going to need to actually physically be there and do something, all right? House something. And do you see that as maybe a future for some of what you're talking about going down maybe another couple years?
Yeah, I think commercial real estate in the sense of office space, I think is going to have to go through a fairly radical change. I'm concerned about the industry, and just, you know, using us as an analogy, right? I mean, you know, we're a software company, so we know how to work decentralized. We know how to work remote and anywhere there's an internet connection and what have you. But I think what's really been an eye opener for everybody, us included, is the efficiency gains from working from home or your own sort of command center, if you will, rather than going to a central place of work. And I kind of liken that analogy to like taxes, right? You don't know how much tax you pay, Jack, until you no longer have to pay it. And just drawing from my previous days living offshore in places like Bermuda and Grand Cayman, like that analogy, office space is the same. You don't know how much time you spend commuting and being distracted in an office and, you know, structuring your work environment in that way. You don't know how much overhead there is in that until you don't have to do it anymore. And so we've already made the decision that, you know, we are not, we are moving away from that. We're not going back to a centralized office environment.
Well, you know, it only makes sense. You're dealing with a decentralized type of infrastructure, and I love this. John Cowan, folks, the CEO of EdgeX, one of the biggest disruptors out there. I got to tell you, John, it's a real pleasure having you on the show today.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Good to chat with you again.
Thank you.